The 11th-seat California State Assembly Committee on Retail Theft heard from small businesses, criminal justice reform advocates, and law enforcement to better understand the effects of retail theft in California. Rachel Michelin is the president and CEO of the California Retailers Association. She said that retail theft are underestimated because retailers can't report all of the theft.
Some retailers do not call law enforcement for every instance of shoplifting due to the volume of theft happening, and others have been threatened with citations of public nuisance if they continue calling law enforcement. One California retailer noted that during regular hours of operation, retail theft is happening every 3 minutes across the state.
State Assembly member Rick Zuber represents West Hollywood and chairs the committee. He said that retail theft could be a, quote, terrifying and traumatic experience for store employees and customers. Amber Parrish Burr is the executive director of the United Food and Commercial Workers Western States Council. She said that retail theft have dramatic consequences.
Two men came into the Rite Aid store in Eagle Rock to steal beer. As they were leaving the store with several cases of beer, the cashier approached them to ask them to pay for it. One of the men pulled out a gun and shot the cashier in the chest. The cashier died in the arms of his coworker while they waited for an ambulance to arrive.
Law enforcement has repeatedly pointed to Proposition 37 as a reason for an increase in retail theft. Proposition 37 downgraded shoplifting a misdemeanor crime and defined it as the commercial theft of items worth $950 or less. However, criminal justice reform advocates dispute that portrayal. Lino Anderson is the president and co-founder of Californians for Safety and Justice and the co-author of Proposition 47. She said that the proposition has been successful.
The measure has helped reduce state imprisonment such that the prison crisis in California has been abated, and the state is no longer facing federal prison crowding mandate violations or chronically endangering staff and residents in the prison.
Assembly members said that it is critical to find solutions for retail theft so the state can hold thieves accountable without overreacting. Christine Soto de Berry is the executive director of the Prosecutors Alliance of California. She said that punishment is not the only solution to tackle retail theft.
Our most valuable tool will be shutting down the secondary markets for these goods. I've done this before. In San Francisco, we had an issue around this country with cell phone robberies. We were being inundated with cell phone robberies, as was every major city around this country. And we were prosecuting those mostly robberies repeatedly as they came to us. But what we asked ourselves was, is there something else we can do? Can we make the cell phone essentially a paperweight that has no value once you take it? And indeed, we did that. We installed a kill switch. That crime dropped by 50%.
The California Assembly's Committee on Retail Theft plans to hold two more hearings to find solutions and tackle the issue. For KPFA News, I'm Margot Poussey.